USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The situation at the border is expected to get even worse, according to Republican lawmakers. A group of them visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. They claim that migrant detention facilities are now overflowing and no precautions are being taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun on Fox said border officials are predicting that even more migrants will cross the border in the future.
February was about 100,000. It's going to hit about 140,000 in March. This is along the whole sector of the southern border. Texas has got four or five separate sections themselves. And 250,000 is what the Border Patrol said they're bracing for.
Democrats say the crisis was caused by the previous administration as they prevented illegals from crossing the border. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
CBS has announced that Sharon Osbourne will no longer be a panelist on the TV show The Talk. The show has been on hiatus for the past 2 weeks as CBS worked with The Talk to create a more harmonious atmosphere. Osbourne is the last original co-host of the show. She posted an apology on Twitter after her March 10th interaction with Cheryl Underwood, during which Osbourne defended her friend Piers Morgan's right to criticize Prince Harry and Meghan Markle about being mistreated by the British royal family. Several other people also came forward to accuse Osbourne of making culturally insensitive remarks. At least 32 people were killed and 165 were injured when two trains collided in central Egypt. The prime minister admitted the country's rail network urgently needed modernizing. Unknown individuals triggered the emergency brakes on one of the trains, causing it to stop, according to the rail authority. The second train, which was traveling in the same direction, crashed into the first one behind it. Videos showed the train carriages derailed, several of them badly damaged above a channel of water. Some of the injured would need to be airlifted to the capital of Cairo for treatment. Egypt has one of the oldest and largest rail networks in the region, and accidents involving casualties are common. Egyptians have long complained that successive governments failed to enforce basic safeguards. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.